The federal government says as of the end of last year, there were 196 Mexican gray wolves in the wild. That's 5% more than at the end of 2020. The program to reintroduce the wolves into the wild has been controversial, and new reporting in The Intercept finds abuse in the system to compensate ranchers whose livestock is killed by wolves. Freelance science writer Spencer Roberts wrote about this, and he joins me. And Spencer, what exactly did you find?
Absolutely. So as you said, since the Mexican wolf recovery program began, there's been a compensation program for cattle loss to wolves. As you may know, these wolves are on public land, which is leased by the Forest Service to ranchers for grazing. So there are sort of inherent conflicts with wolves and ranchers. And since that program began, biologists and wolf advocates have sort of questioned the rates of cattle predation reported by New Mexico Wildlife Services, which is the branch of the USDA that oversees this compensation program. They've pointed out that these rates are much higher than we observe in other wolf populations, and simply than what makes ecological sense given the size of the wolf population, the recovery area, etc. But they've been sort of unable to prove these concerns until now, and that's for two reasons. One being that the Western Watersheds Project, which is an environmental group and sort of a wildlife watchdog group that I worked closely with on this investigation, obtained through the Freedom of Information Act internal documents and communications from the agency showing patterns consistent with fraud in the data. We're talking about duplicates, pregnant cows counted twice, a large disparity between inspectors in terms of what gets classified as a wolf kill and not, and then a very low standard of evidence for confirmed wolf kills. And then the second reason is the former director of the agency of New Mexico Wildlife Services came forward to blow the whistle on corruption. Inspectors instructed by his predecessors to, as he called it, rubber stamp anything that ranchers said in terms of how these cows died. And he's sort of talked about his time as the director of the agency trying to reform this program. He experienced extreme retaliation and eventually lost his job and filed a whistleblower lawsuit before coming to the media.
So it sounds like what was happening was that cattle would die and the death would be blamed rightly or wrongly, in some cases it sounds like wrongly, on Mexican gray wolves. Is that essentially what was happening?
Exactly. So we have the actual depredation reports, as they're called, filed by the New Mexico Wildlife Services Agency. And we had several different wolf experts and wolf biologists also from the Fish and Wildlife Service who took a look at these reports and simply did not agree with their conclusions that they were confirmed as wolf kills. If you look at the database, largely 88% of predation incidents in the Gila and Apache National Forests are attributed to Mexican gray wolves. The national average is about 4% for wolves. And of those, 97% result in a confirmed or a probable determination, which is what results in compensation from the government.
So was this just about the money for the ranchers? Was there something else going on?
So the money definitely provides an incentive and I think sort of opens the door for corruption. But unfortunately, I think it goes much deeper than that. And the thing that's important about this, what's going on here, is that not only are ranchers being compensated with very high amounts of public funds, sometimes exceeding $100,000 in a year, but wolves are being killed by government order because of these depredation reports. So if a wolf pack or an individual wolf is implicated in enough incidents, the Wildlife Services Agency will issue a removal order and they will kill or capture the wolf from the wild.
Is there evidence to suggest that some ranchers are trying to use this as a way to maybe slow or stop the actual wolf recovery program?
There is definitely anecdotal evidence, and there are certainly allegations in our investigation, we haven't uncovered any hard evidence. That would, of course, be a federal crime. It's an endangered species.
What do ranchers, what does the government say about all this?
They don't say a lot. It's very hard to get in contact with some of these agencies, even the Fish and Wildlife Service, who is the sort of more protective agency, was very opaque about this investigation. And then the Wildlife Services Agency is very secretive, but obviously there are people on the inside that did want to speak out about what's going on there. So as far as we know, the whistleblowers, and some of them have been anonymous, but obviously we have our prominent one who was the director for a while in the story. They've sort of told the story as is, and then the main narrative of the agency is that they're, of course, doing everything right.
Well, let me ask you about the main whistleblower, Robert Gosnell. What led him to speak out, and what did he describe having seen when he was running that agency?
So what happened was he filed a lawsuit. So he was sort of, as he put it, railroaded out of the agency, and they sort of demerited him. They gave him bad rates, rankings on his annual review, and moved him out of the state. He filed a lawsuit over that, and he won. And so they reinstated his record, and they paid his legal fees. But of course, they didn't do anything about the corruption that he blew the whistle on. And obviously, that was the reason he came forward. And the things that he saw were basically, it's a institutional pattern of corruption. It's less that, someone's paying off a certain person, or there are, backroom deals around certain wolf depredation reports, than a general culture of obsequiousness to the ranching industry.
All right. That is Spencer Roberts, a science writer. We were talking about his recent story about Mexican gray wolves in The Intercept. Spencer, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.